It's the Sunday Grill here on Beat, and you'll have heard my first guest on the Sunday Grill last year. In fact, he featured in our Best of programme just after Christmas because Max Lavelle from Galmoy in County Kilkenny and his dad Noel took on a 6,000 kilometre trip from Kilkenny to West Africa last year, and they were the only team in Ireland to participate in that year's Dakar Challenge. Well, Max is back in Africa, and that's where he joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning to explain more. And it's a convoluted story this year, Max, isn't it?
It is.
There's lots of elements to it. You're very welcome back to the Sunday Grill and welcome back to Africa. How is the weather there? I presume it's just not raining every day as it is here.
God, no. No, no. It is currently, well, it's about 27 degrees now and it's just gone 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Okay. So 27 degrees in the morning. So what time is it getting? What temperature is it getting to at midday?
So yesterday we had 38 degrees. It's a bit of getting used to. It's a bit of getting used to.
And how are you dealing with it as a man from Kilkenny, that sort of weather?
Not too well. I'm glad the Jeep has air conditioning.
Oh, I'd say so. Imagine if it didn't. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so tell us this. It was kind of around this time last year, wasn't it, that you were in Africa as well?
It was this exactly the same time as last year.
Okay. So what brings you back?
What brings me back is, so last year when we got to the Gambia, I basically had this urge to see how far south in Africa you could actually go. So like a home, I mentioned to a friend of mine and he was also up for the idea. So we got in contact with the people who run the Dakar Challenge again. And they were up for us coming with them for the first bit and us going on our own afterwards. So that was kind of how it developed and it just kind of grew legs from there. And
okay. And your dad is involved this year as well, is he?
So my dad was, he came as far as the Gambia with us and then okay. he went teaching an appliance repair course that he used to teach. He was teaching to a local trade school.
Great.
So he flew out about 2 days ago. Okay. Out of Banjul in the Gambia.
So he flew home about 2 days ago.
He flew back to Dublin, yeah.
Okay, and he did the same drive that you did again, the two you did last year, but this year you're in a Jeep.
We are. We have a Mitsubishi Pajero, which is much better equipped. And the desert was actually quite pleasant this year, not so stressful.
Because last year you were in like a car that was very close to your heart, your uncle's old Lexus. Yeah. So possibly the most perfect car for that sort of terrain.
No, last year it definitely wasn't. It was every morning was a bit stressful. Just anything could have went wrong at any moment, and it did go wrong last year. But we got there on the back of a tow rope.
Last year, my memory that I took the most from it was this red sand that almost created storms for you all the time.
Yeah.
Have you that again this year?
We do. Even yesterday, I was in the fuel station, and it whipped up as
a little tornado,
like that, yeah. It just comes at you out of nowhere. It's again another thing to be getting used to.
You sound laid back about it this year. You're like a man who's lived in Africa for years. You're just used to it now.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that. I feel a bit apprehensive every day about the thing, but it's getting.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. It's kind of now. We finished the Dakar Challenge and we're kind of out on our own. It is a bit. We do. There's parts of it that we don't. I don't know what to expect. So it's a bit.
Okay. Let's do the other element first before we talk about the trip to Cape Town and what that involves. Because last year you raised €5,000 on your trip and you went to the Gambia to see how that €5,000 was being spent.
Yes.
So how was it being spent?
So the money was spent on building a new boys' toilets for a local primary school. The old ones were based just like a shed with a hole in the ground. Okay. And these new ones are brand new up into 2026. Like they're lovely toilets, and me and my dad had been getting updates all year of where the money was going and the progress, and we could see these toilets being built and we're like, is it really are they actually toilets, how is it going to go? And then we got here, we were like, can we see the toilets? And we went to see them, and it was like, oh god, they actually they've actually built, and it was just such a, I felt quite proud of just, especially just what we had done last year. Because we actually got to see what was done with the funds that were raised.
Which was great to see.
Yeah.
So now you're onwards to Cape Town and you are hoping to go on safari in Cape Town as well. But what sort of a trip are we looking at now? Like, it's a 15-week trip in total, but how far into that are you?
We are just over 4 weeks into it.
Okay, so you have a long way to go. So how many countries are you going across in order to get to Cape Town?
From start to finish, it's about 20.
Okay.
We have... Well, they counted out last night. I think we have 14 left to go.
And what have you done so far then of the six?
Oh, so we've done Portugal, again, including European countries.
Yeah.
Portugal, Spain, Morocco.
Yeah.
Western Sahara, which is kind of a disputed area with the United Nations. And then there is Mauritania, Senegal and the Gambia.
That's seven in total.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have another 13 to 14 to go. How long is that going to take? Like, how many hours in the car are you every day?
Through the Sahara Desert, it was probably about 6 hours in the 6 hours, 7 hours in the car every day. Now there's a bit, it's kind of getting a bit greener, there's a bit more to see. We're kind of trying to do 3 to 4 hours a day. But again, like 3 to 4 hours a day isn't like Irish motorway roads where you could be a couple hundred kilometers down the road. Like 3 to 4 hours a day could be 90, 100 kilometers because the roads aren't what we're used to.
Right. And lots of potholes, I presume.
Lots of potholes, lots of unpainted speed bumps that just come out of nowhere.
Right.
Gigantic speed bumps. That's so we're lucky. We've got very lucky now with our brakes a couple of times.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And are you say it's gotten greener now. Is there any place in particular that has kind of really like piqued your interest?
We're actually driving along the Gambia River at the moment.
Lovely.
So we're heading back more inland and it's just getting more vibrant. We're sub-Sahara now and basically every kilometre we get, we go further, it's just getting more, the colours, the greens getting more vibrant. Yeah, so it is. It's such a great thing to see the change in the landscape as you move down from the Sahara, down south of Sahara.
And how are people receiving you? Are they nice or are they thinking you're a bit of an oddity coming along?
No, people are happy enough to see us. We've had a few, they automatically assume we have money, which we actually don't have very much money, but we're making it what we have work.
Mm-hmm.
Generally we've been quite well received. Yeah. Everyone, especially in the Gambia, I suppose, we were kind of brought around to see all the schools and stuff, especially after raising the money last year. So that was that was a great experience, to be honest.
And food wise, because I know you're not on a holiday, but you're on a big trip, and lots of trips are about the food. Where are you eating, and what are you eating? Like, what's the general food like?
So it's locally around here. It's lots of chicken, lots and lots of chicken.
Okay.
You can have chicken at rice. You can have just chicken by itself.
Well, that's good.
But that's if we're eating out.
Okay.
We also have a huge stockpile from Spain of pastas and the last little in Spain that we could get to.
So you're cooking for yourselves to try and save some money.
Yes. It definitely does save money. We have proper cooking set up in the back of the Jeep. We kind of did that before we left.
Great stuff.
Just so, yeah.
And how long until you get to Cape Town in South Africa, do you think?
We are hoping to be in Cape Town by the very last week in April.
So you'll spend a few weeks there then. You're hoping to go on safari as well.
So we're hoping to actually, before going to Cape Town, we're hoping to drive to Kruger National Park and
amazing.
Do a self-drive safari.
Wow. I hope you're putting all this stuff up on social media now.
I will be.
Okay, good stuff. It'd be great to see your journey, especially when you do that self-drive safari with your Irish red Mitsubishi Pajero.
Exactly,
I presume
it's...
you've seen all those videos on social media of people keeping their windows down and a you know, an ostrich comes along and pecks your hand and everything. Don't do that.
I have.
Be very careful. And do you feel safe throughout this? Because I presume you're on roads where you see no one for a while, which can be really eerie, I presume.
It can be eerie, but yeah, no, I would feel, as long as I have diesel in the tank, I'm pretty confident that we keep going. The big worry would be is just petrol stations.
Okay.
Because what's happened a lot so far is, as we drive, we stop in a fuel station. We can't actually get, they're out with diesel, and we go to the next one, they're out with diesel as well.
Wow.
So that's another stress to have.
Yeah. And did you think of that stress before you started?
I read online that it was possibly, that could be an issue. So we have a couple of spare jerry cans, but again, 60 litres of diesel can only get you so far as well.
Exactly. Okay. Well, you're getting there. You're 7 out of 20. Another, 10 weeks or so left on this? What an adventure.
That, yeah.
And it was Africa again, obviously, but is this giving you the travel bug? Like, is there anywhere else that you'd like to travel through?
There's a lot of places. Myself and my dad and friends of ours have already started conversations on there's a Mongol rally which starts in Prague and you finish in Far East Kazakhstan.
Oh wow. Okay, that'd be something completely different.
Yeah. So that's maybe something like that in a couple of years. We'll have to
Brilliant. You've been bitten by the bug. And hopefully not too bitten in Africa either by those mosquitoes or anything. Do they?
Yeah, I'm doing okay so far. I'm one or two, but
okay, yeah, good stuff.
Try to hold it.
Well, listen, people can follow you if they check you out on Instagram, I presume. Would that be okay for
on
people
Instagram.
To see? Yeah, good
stuff. On Instagram, we're Africa_Arish. So it's ARIS.
Okay,
so
good stuff. And you can see exactly what Max, and what's your friend's name that you're doing with?
Brendan.
And is Brendan from Kilkenny as well?
Brendan, me and Brendan were in school together. He's up there. He literally lives 5 minutes away. He's from Kilkenny as well, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, loads of stuff up on that Instagram. It's Africa_Arish, and you'll see lots of videos and the examples of the toilets I see as well there. Is that right?
Yeah.
From the Gambia?
Yeah, that's it.
Good stuff. Well, best of luck. I hope there's diesel in every port you go to. And I hope that self-drive safari is a really good experience with no ostriches trying to steal your food. That is Max Lavelle, Africa_Arish. He is driving to Cape Town from Europe over 15 weeks with his friend Brendan. Max, thanks a million for talking to us, and hopefully chat to you when you get back.
Thanks a million, Nora. Appreciate it.